We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Dav Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Dav Tezvav Amud Aleph. We are starting from the word Elam. We are in the middle of a sugya that discusses the Mishnah that says that if someone shechts b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, even though he's Mischayev b'Nafshoy, Shchitosek Sheira. And what's the chiddush of Abish Mischayev b'Nafshoy? It can't be, has to do with an Ovid Loi Mahani. That's not the chiddush, because that was the chiddush, so it's always do with Mischayev b'Nafshoy. It has to do with the lot. So the chiddush is, because even though it's like such a big Avera that you chayev Misa, it's a mitzvah of Avera, no, still it's a good shechita. But Rav said, even though it's a good shechita, you can't eat it today on Shabbos. It was a good shechita. It's kosher. It's kosher after Shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's awesome. Shal is what? Why did Chiyah Rav say it's also on Shabbos? What's Pshah in that? He said, B'shem Rav, it's also on Shabbos. So the Olam said it's Rav Yehuda. Which Rav Yehuda? We tried to say Rav Yehuda the Muksa on yesterday's blot, but it did not work out to explain any Rav Yehuda of Muksa. So now I want to go and try a different Rav Yehuda. Elam Arvashi. It's Rav Yehuda de Mavashli. It's Rav Yehuda de Mavashli. We're full on to the top now. Rav Yehuda de Mavashli. That's Nan. We learned in the Mishnah. Oh, it's a Braisa, really. Italian with a Braisa. A Mavashli b'Shabbos. We're going to have now three Shitas Tanoim of what happens if someone does an Issa Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos. A Mavashli b'Shabbos. Someone cooks on Shabbos. He makes a cholent on Shabbos. B'shoigig yoichal, b'meizel lo yoichal. Divra meir. B'shoigig, you could eat it, and like Rashi explains, both you and Acherim can eat it, if it's b'shoigig, if it's a mistake. B'meizel lo yoichal, divra meir. B'meizel, him, he and everyone else cannot eat it till after Shabbos, b'kadesh yasu. Enough time it takes to make a challenge. Divra meir. What's the reason? Because Rameh holds that a shoigig is not called meizel Shabbos, because it's a mistake, and therefore both he and Acherim could eat it. Mashen kim b'meizel is considered meizel Shabbos. And I'll have a no from a Maisa Shabbos. You can't have a no from an Issa Shabbos. Therefore, you can't eat it. Tol Kadesh Yasu, you and everyone else, because it's a Maisa Shabbos for everyone. That's what Rameh Yeshita. Rameh Yehuda Aymer, B'shoigig Yoichel Matzah Shabbos, B'shoigig you have to wait the Matzah Shabbos, B'mezid Lo Yoichel Lamas. B'mezid you can't eat forever. What's Pshat in this halacha? So Rashi explains that Shoigig Yoichel Matzah Shabbos is it, for him and everyone else, and the reason is because since B'shoigig, there's Aveira also, even though it's not no Chi of Skila, but it's still Aveira. So therefore, it's Maisa Shabbos. You have to wait, Kadesh Yasu. You have to wait till after Shabbos, and enough time takes to make a cholent. You shouldn't have enough from the Aveira. So therefore, you and everyone else can't eat it. Now, what's the pshat that you can't eat it, if it's B'mezid, you can't even eat it, Lo Yocha Alamas? What's the pshat in that halacha? Why, if Matzah Shabbos, can you eat it? Because there, it's a knas. There it's a knas that you can't eat it. And there's dafka by him, but not by other people. This halacha that Matzah Shabbos, that forever, if it's amazing, you can't eat it, is dafka a knas for him, because he did an iser. Other people allowed to eat it. So that then, the second half of Rav Yehuda is only talking about him and not about other people. Because he has a knas on him that you can't, if you're amazed, you can't eat loylamas. But the shoygig, the reason is because you can't have enough Maisa Shabbos. He holds shoygig means there's Maisa Shabbos. Therefore, with shoygig, yoichel Matzah Shabbos means everyone can eat it on Shabbos, only Matzah Shabbos. But mazid, lo yoichel lamas means he can't eat it forever. Why? Because he gets a knas that he did an iser. And the Gemara is going to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah is talking about a shoygig. And my shoygig, you're not allowed to eat it. No one's allowed to eat it on shoygig. It can't be talking about but Mazin and talking about him, because it says Shchinasak Sheira, it's kosher. So it's talking about B'shoigig, and it's talking about B'shoigig for everyone, can eat it on Shabbos. Most Shabbos, you could eat it. That would be the case of our Mishnah. We're talking about B'shoigig. But we'll get back to that in a second. So far, we have our mayor, who says B'shoigig Yoichal, Mazin Lo Yoichal means everyone's the same, but B'shoigig, you're allowed to eat it, but Mazin, you can't eat it until after Shabbos. Rabbi says B'shoigig Yoichal, Most Shabbos, everyone has to wait until after Shabbos, but Mazin means for him, Lo Yoichal Lamas. B'shoigig, other people had to eat it on Shabbos, but he can't eat it. Why? It's a gzeira otu mezid. And b'mezid, lo yoichal lamas, lo yoichal la'acherim. And b'mezid, he can't, no one can eat it forever. Not him and acherim. And Rashi speaks out, you can't say that's a knas b'mezid, because what did everyone else do wrong? They didn't get a knas. He says, the reason is, B'yechon holds with the rice already, it's a pasuk, you can't eat B'mais Shabbos B'mezid, because it says, B'shmarat Shabbos K'kodeshem, Ma K'kodesh Osa B'achila, Af B'mais Shabbos Asura B'achila. It's Osa B'achila. not by Shoigeg, by Mezid. And by Shoigeg, the Isser is Maisa Shabbos for everyone else. And for him himself, there's a Gzeira of Shoigeg Otu Mezid. Those are the three Shitas and with the reasons for them. Al Kaponim was saying, what's Pshat on Mishnah? It's like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm talking about Shoigeg. Pray to Marakasha, why can't it be Rameir? Benuka and Mezid, Rameir. Why don't we say Mishnah when someone did Mezid? What does Rameir say to Mezid? Everyone is allowed to eat Maisa Shabbos. Yes, Yasu. On Shabbos, you can. So, a very simple Pshat. Our Mishnah is talking about a Mezid, and that's why you can't eat it. That's Pshat. Why if say, the seventh Gemara Chia by Rav said, Asa Ba'achila that day, B'Shem Rav, he said, who is it, Rabbi Yehuda? No, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rav Meir. Can be Rav Meir. Why does it have to be Rabbi Yehuda? If you're Rav Meir, it's Rav Mezid. Nuka Mezid, Kerab, Rav Meir. So, everyone knows. Loi Saka Dayan, turn to Yom Kippurim. It's similar to Yom Kippurim. The whole way we know it's Asa Ba'achila, it's Yom Kippurim. Ma Yom Kippurim, Loi Shnova Shagel, Shnova Mezid, Loi Ochal, just Yom Kippur. Saifi, Rav Shagel, Saifi, Rav Mezid. You're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because Yom Kippur. Here also, Sai Shoigig, Sai Mezid, you are not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat this Shchita on Shabbos. So what's the Pshat? It must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bashoigig lo yoichal, and it means Bashoigig lo yoichal, and that means Shchita Shere means after Shabbos. Frank the Gemara, me must mukus play Bashoigig. Heck, is that sign Bashoigig? Rabbi Yehuda. And it's like a Yehuda, but after Pishim is chayv and afshik tani. Mishnah says, you know, you chayv misa. You're not chayv misa by shaygi. So the Gemara, how come? After Pishim is amazing, is chayv and afshayu. It's such a chomer to gissa that amazing. You chayv and afshay. Hocha the b'shaygi is k'tazak shayra. Here b'shaygi is k'tazak shayra. So the Gemara has another kasha. Nuk Rav Yochanan Sandler. He also holds that the Amal loyshtam b'shaygi loyshtam amazing loyachal. It fits very good. He holds side shaygi that he's not eat it. It's a different problem because if you're Rav Yochanan Sandler. What does it mean? Shritasa Ksheira. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Kamifli, the Matzah Shabbos, La Acherim, Veloy Loy, Tari Don Shritasa Ksheira, Tani Loy, Shna Loy, Shna Acherim. The problem is like this. The Mishnah says Shritasa Ksheira is Masma for him and everyone else. According to Yochanan Sandler, Shritasa Ksheira is only for other people. For him, it's also Alamas. So therefore, it can't be going according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So the bottom line is that we have a Pshat in our Mishnah. Chia by Rav Shem Rav said that our Mishnah is also to eat today on Shabbos. We don't know why. We tried Muksa, did not work out. Now we have Pshat. It's because of Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos b'Shoigig, according to Rabbi Yehuda, cannot be eaten. You can't eat on even b'Shoigig. And our Mishnah is talking about it, even a Shoigig. Sai Shoigig and Amazid. It's Shchitasik Shera. So on Shoigig, it's Shera for everyone, actually. It's actually Shera for everyone after Shabbos, but on Shabbos, it's also. So that's what I'm just talking about. I'm talking about Shoigig. It's actually talking about Mezid also, but for Acherim only, because the Mezid, for other people, for him, he actually can't eat a Lamas according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it's talking about a Shoigig, and a Shoigig fits in, all the Halachas of Mishnah fit in when it talks about B'Shoigig. So that's what comes out, that's Pshat Mishnah. Tani Tana came to Rav. There was a Tana who set a price for a Rav, and he said like this, Hamavashal B'Shabbos B'Shoigig, Yoichal B'Mezid Lo Yoichal. This is the halacha of Maisa Shabbos. Let me do our Mishnah. So someone said a brayso for a rav and said, "Havashal b'Shabbos b'Shoigig yoichal, b'mezid lo yoichal." Umastikli rav. Rav said, "Be quiet. I don't want to hear." So everyone says, "My time umastikli. Why do you make? Why don't be quiet?" Ilay m'shum de svilei Rav Yehuda. Is it because Rav holds a Rav Yehuda and this brayso sounds like Rav Meir because it says b'Shabbos b'Shoigig yoichal sounds like Rav Meir. So because of that, because you hold a Rav Yehuda, you'll tell him to be quiet. Because you hold a Grameya, I tell you to be quiet. You're entitled to your opinion. But Oid, Rav himself holds like Rav Meir. Oid, me sober like Rav Yehuda. But Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami ki moiru lo Rav le Talmidei. When Rav teaches his Talmidim, gives them a psak, moiru lo Rav Meir. He passed like Rav Meir. But Chidarish of Pirkei, when he dashes on Shabbos in front of all the Amaratzim, Dorish ki Rav Yehuda. He dashes like Rav Yehuda, Mishlami Yoritz. Just wanted them to think that it's mutter, even though the truth is it's mutter. So why do you tell him to be quiet? First of all, if you say like Rav Meir, you get quieted. And also, he holds like Rav Meir. V'chi teima tana b'pirkei. Maybe the case was that this tana was saying in public for everyone. That's don't be quiet. V'chi tana b'pirkei tana kamei. Someone says that's not the case. The way it works is that Rav was the one who spoke. And he spoke quietly, and then there was a Amira, which was like a Torgman, an interpreter, we call him, but really it's someone who was like the loudspeaker. He spoke and said over what Rav said. But if someone told Rav in front of him, Brisa, that wasn't for the crowd. So why did he tell him to be quiet? That's the Shiloh. Why did he tell him to be quiet? So we're going to see in a second, we'll see in next recording, what is Pshat, why he told him to be quiet, when he told him the Salacha of B'shoigig Yoichal. But Agav, you do see from this Gemara, it sounds like, that we pass in the Karmayiv. Look at Tosfos, Meru Lukarmayiv, Mashma Shekein Halacha. It's a big Shaila Lahalacha Lamaisa and Shin Yuches. What's the Halacha of someone does a Vera B'shoigig? Is it Yoichal or not? This is very, very common Shaila, unfortunately. It's a common Shaila. I'll give you just one example. Someone, right before Shabbos, decided the Chalon was too small. So he said, put some potatoes and barley in it. Potatoes and barley in it. So he dumps potatoes and barley into the chalon. Givaldik, he has a blech. No problem. She has a blech. Half hour later, or an hour later, the little kid says, I'm so hungry. I want to eat. Oh, so the Rebbetzin goes, take off the chalon. Make chazor. Give him some chalon. Takes off the chalon. Gives a chazor. Puts it right back. She was over. Unfortunately, if it's a bishul d'oraisa, it wasn't cooked yet. The beans were not cooked yet. The oiva is the rice. You can have a blech up and take it tomorrow. It doesn't help. You can't put something back on chalon that's not cooked. And here now the shaila is, can we eat it? A big problem. It's a shaygig, but can we eat it? It's a real shaila. It's a serious shaila. I am Shulchan Aruch who passes Nelakramei, passes like Rav Yehuda, who holds that a shaygig lo yaichal. So what do you do? So what do you do is, first you have to learn Sin Shin Yuches with the Bi'al Lacha there, and also ask a Shaila. But the main thing is, like Rav Henkin made already at Takana, never put anything raw in before Shabbos. Everything should be fully cooked before Shabbos. For this reason, because this happens, Maisim Bechol Yoim. And we'll continue now to say, after this, the Tanya Takamei Rav, why he told him to be quiet.